All right. Welcome, everyone, to the March 27th, 2025 scheduled meeting of the Bethel Township Zoning Commission. At this time, I would like to review the commission procedures for the benefit of those in attendance this evening. The purpose of the Zoning Commission, the powers and duties of the Zoning Commission are delineated in the Ohio Revised Code. The Zoning Commission is legally vested with the power to recommend to the Board of Trustees the rezoning of land in the unincorporated portion of Bethel Township. The Zoning Commission recommends approval with modifications, or denial of the zoning amendment as requested. The Board of Trustees has the final authority on all rezoning matters. The procedure for review of the zoning amendment tonight will be as follows. The zoning administrator will introduce the request and will make the presentation regarding the proposed amendment. Following the presentation, we will hear comments from the public. Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record. Unlike the previous meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals, testimony for the Zoning Commission is not sworn. Only commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. Comments from the applicant first, followed by comments in support of the request. Comments from those against the request will come last, and after all comments are heard, public discussion will be closed, and the commission will continue discussion of the request and ask follow-up questions. The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion on the motion may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take a roll call vote. On the date of the next trustee meeting, the request will be heard at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees. The rezoning will then take effect 30 days after an approval vote. Similar to the last meeting, first thing on the agenda for this evening is to elect a chair and vice chair for the Zoning Commission for 2025. So if there is a motion on the floor to the... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and take attendance. First, I apologize. Mr. Wilkerson?
Here.
Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Furter?
Yes.
And Ms. Swank?
Yes.
All right. So following that, is there a motion on the floor to nominate a chair and vice chair for the sessions of 2025?
I nominate Josh as the chair.
Okay.
And Ron, would you want to be vice chair?
I would rather not.
Michelle, would you be vice chair?
Would you be vice chair? I will consider it, yes.
Okay, I nominate both Josh as chair and Michelle as vice chair.
Thank you, sir. Is there a second on the motion?
I will second.
Okay. Thank you. I will now call the roll on the motion to appoint Mr. Wilkerson as chair and to appoint Ms. Swank as vice chair. Mr. Wilkerson, I will have you abstain from the vote. Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
And Ms. Furter?
Yes.
All right, motion carries 3-0. The chair for this year is Mr. Wilkerson, and the vice chair will be Ms. Swank. I will now turn it over to... Actually, before I do that, I will go ahead and introduce the case, and then I will turn it over to the chair. So we have a request on the agenda this evening from Khamid Mahmoud at 8415 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County Parcel ID A01-040330 to B3. This is a 3-acre parcel currently zoned R1AAA. R1AAA is residence district, and B3 is a neighborhood business district. As you can see the location of the parcel is the 10th parcel south of Ross Road on the east side of State Route 202. Existing land use is residential, and under the Bethel Land Use Plan, it is rural. Surrounding land use is all A2 general agriculture, with the exception of to the west of the property is A1 domestic agriculture. There is 246 feet of road frontage on the parcel. The property is on well and septic. There are no, it is not connected to water and sewer. And the county planning department recommended the rezoning for denial unanimously. Again, as you can see, the parcel is indicated here. Currently R1 AAA, surrounded by agriculture. There is one parcel, two parcels to the north that is currently zoned B3, which is the requesting rezoning classification on this parcel. And then there is some residential to the north of it as well. You can see here the aerial map. So this is the parcel that is requesting the rezoning and agriculture and residential that surrounds it. And then this parcel right here is the parcel currently zoned B3. Site plan for the parcel. So the residence is right here. Prior to this meeting, the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals met and approved a conditional use contingent upon the parcel being rezoned to B3. That was necessary because if the parcel is rezoned to B3, a single family residence is a conditional use. It is not permitted by right in the B3 zoning district. So that was approved. So they do have that conditional use there, contingent upon the rezoning being approved. The business would be held in this warehouse space here. And then there are some loading docks here. And this is the garage for the residence. The applicant has relayed to me that parking will be located along this portion of the parcel here. Again, so street view. Obviously, you have the residence here. And then the structure where the business will be located is here, with the garage here, and then the loading dock is right there. And then a closer-up view of the parking area. So at the time this was submitted to me, the parking had not yet been completed. But to my understanding, here's a portion of it, and then the portion of it that is remaining will be located along this part of the parcel here. Under the Bethel Township zoning resolution, he is required, or the business rather, is required to have 20 parking spaces. And the applicant has told me that he will have, once it's all filled out here with the parking spaces, that it will meet that requirement. And here's additional parking, view of the parking from a different angle there, just to kind of show you where everything is planned to be located at this time. And that, I believe, will conclude the staff report for this case. I will turn it over to the chair to continue on with the hearing.
Yep.
So that, and then, so we would hear comments from the applicant first.
Yeah. Okay, is the applicant here this evening? Could you come forward and provide comments to start us off? Could you state your name, please?
My name is Sam Mamad. I'm representing my brother, Kamil Mamad.
Okay.
And we asking to rezone to B3, moving business, running as a CrossFit gym. And currently, we are located on Gibson, west side of Old Troy. That building lease is coming to end, and the prices went up. And basically, we have an option either shut down or move somewhere else and come up with a plan if we can get this approved. So we can move it here. And earlier was mentioned that hours on the business, due to increasing the value of the building, because the current location is of the CrossFit height is 5,000 square feet, and this is 3,500 square feet. Some of the classes will be reduced, and a wrestling program like jiu-jitsu will be cut up. As far as parking, with bad weather, I couldn't finish the parking on the north side of it. There's also a plan to run a fencing all the way across, and if necessary, cover up the front portion of it too, so traffic and parking lot won't be visible from the road. Also, we don't require any signs or boards or open close signs for the business. If you guys may be familiar with CrossFit gyms, they're not regular gyms. They don't operate from 8 to 5 or 8 to whatever the time. It has specific classes during the day. We have one class in the morning from 5:45 to 6:45, and there is some of the Monday, Wednesdays, three classes, 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30, and Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays, there's only two classes during that time. We open Saturday mornings from 8:30 first class and 9:30 second class, and we're not open on Sunday, but it's an open gym. So some of the members can come in and do their workout, but it's not open hours. As far as this building does have a current bathroom built into it, to a septic system currently has, and also have a heating propane tank, propane heating system. And we are asking only add shower if necessary for this any questions?
Does anybody from the board have any questions?
I actually do have a couple questions.
Okay.
How many members are currently with your facility? Like, how many members do you have?
Roughly up to 40, maybe less.
That means like total people that come to your gym.
Yes.
There's about 40.
Yes. And like I said, there's classes during the day. They're not in at the same time. So
right.
Morning classes could have up to 5-6 people. 4:30 class could have 5-6 people. 5:30 and 6:30.
And you're not going to request a sign to be put. You wouldn't be requesting
it
a sign. Any signage.
No.
Okay.
It's not required.
And if you, like right now, you're in a 5,000 square foot building?
Yes.
And how many, how large is your class size right now?
Right now we add kids wrestling classes, like jiu-jitsu wrestling classes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be reduced due to downgrading the size of the building.
Okay. So with reducing the class size, will you add additional classes to that?
No.
That's all I have for right this second.
Anybody else?
Go ahead. So Sunday you have the open gym facility, but other than that, it sounds like, are they all class time specific?
Yes.
Groupings?
Yes.
So there is like a, would that imply that there is a controlled sort of attendance and stuff at these,
yes,
these groups?
Yes. Yes. There's
okay.
A specific coach for that class and attendees coming to specific hours. For, let's say, 4:30 class has a specific group of people coming at 4:30, and 5:30 class ends at 5:30. It's 1 hour class.
Mm-hmm. Are there any limits for the class sizes?
To be honest, we've been there, as far as I know, I've been at that gym over 2 years. We never had more than 10 people at the same time.
Okay.
I just made it falls under conditional use,
right? And with all deference to the questions that my cohorts have asked, I'm more concerned not about what you are going to put in there if it would be approved, but whenever we open up a rezoning, that's permanent until it's rezoned again by somebody else. And under B3, a lot of other uses could be put into that facility. And that is what we have to look at. And to give everybody in the audience a little bit of a history, and I have some questions specifically about your property as well, but this started out, there was a business in there before, but the original business that went into that property was way back in the probably 50s or early 60s when Bob Holson owned the property. And Bob, he operated buying and selling of used milling machines, lathes, that type of equipment. And he operated basically out of just his home office. And later he built the building that he then utilized to store. It was never rezoned. Back then, zoning was in effect, but it wasn't, we didn't have a full-time zoning inspector or anything. And basically everything was only if there was a question by the neighbors that something arose that it was ever rezoned. When Levesque purchased the property after Bob Holson no longer had it, Levesque didn't even have a business, I don't think, when he originally bought the property. He lived there as a residence only, and he actually had livestock and did other things. He started the electric business that he had in there, and strictly it was a small business that he ran, selling lighting and that type of thing. And there was no real retail business there or anything. It was basically a warehouse operation only. And again, he never asked for zoning, nobody complained, and the building was already there, and it, he used it and nobody had an objection. Right now, the township is more considerate about how we transfer properties and the use of those properties. So we are more cognizant of watching for properties that change ownership, and if somebody wants to come in and put in something that's not what it's currently zoned, it's they are requested to make a application for a zoning change. The previous hearing was done only for those of you who didn't hear and just came in. The previous hearing was only if the zoning had been approved, they wouldn't have been able to continue using the residence on that property unless there was a conditional use applied. And because of timing situations, that meeting was held prior to this meeting. That whole operation was a moot point depending on what happens at this meeting. Just that's basically for the information of everybody here. I do have a couple questions of the applicant. Currently, is it your parents that are living in the property? Because I don't see any traffic there you've made improvements to the property as far as it looks like somebody, but I never see any activity of them being there.
They don't drive, so I usually take them around if they need to.
Okay. The only thing I ever see are two pickup trucks. One of them is the one that shows in that picture, and another one that's a blue...
that's both of mine. Yeah.
Yeah, both of those are yours. They're both Dodge pickup trucks. Okay. What is the Tile Expert LLC that comes up on Google when you... every time I use my maps on Google, it shows that there's a LLC in there for Tile Expert.
That's my brother because He's the purchaser of this current resident. When he opened up his, I would say, side job construction business, he needed to put the address for on the application. So he put down his address, and I don't know, somehow Tile Expert appear on the Google Map on searches. I've seen it too, but he doesn't run anything out of there. He just park his van behind the building once in a while, but he doesn't, like, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, bathroom, you know, remodelings and stuff,
yeah,
like that. They don't usually have a bunch of equipment. They have whatever they have.
I understand, yeah. I just was curious as to whether, how this whole transaction has occurred since the purchase from Levex. Also, for a long time, there was a semi that would come and go with a flatbed, like somebody was over the road or something.
Because we, I moved from Oregon, and before I settled down here, I couldn't get parking, free parking, I would say, to park my truck. I used that property for a few times, and now I have a parking space over at Gibson, right
okay.
across the street.
Okay.
So I don't use that.
I didn't know who was doing
was
my truck. I understand, and nobody had a problem with mm-hmm. what was going on with, you know, that. I didn't hear of any complaints, and I'm two doors away, and I didn't have a complaint. So that was...
For your question about Tile Expert, if that necessary, he can change the address to
his
current
I mean, they're not actually operating out of there anyhow,
no.
I don't think. That was, I just had a question as to why it was and what had been going on mm-hmm. since your brother purchased the property. That was the only thing. My concerns mostly not reflective of anything that you would be doing with your business, but because of the zoning classification, anything else that could go in there. That is my biggest concern for the.
I got a question for you guys. If that concerns everybody here, is there anything I can sign saying that CrossFit only will be operated from or
that
know,
that
because you helped me out. I don't.
It's a catch 22. It's a catch 22, and unfortunately, the type of business you want to do cannot be a conditional use in a residential area, and that's the reason it has to be rezoned. There are a lot of businesses that could be done out of that property as a conditional use for a home occupancy type business. Mm-hmm. But what you're proposing to put in there does not fit into what could be a conditional use. And this goes back to the other property that's B3 just north of you on that. And Janice, I'm going to ask if you can recall when that actually was rezoned, because that was not a... originally, it was a home occupancy type business. The guy that owned the property had an excavating business, and the only thing he did was he had one bulldozer that he would come and go with, and you know, nobody, that was way back before we even had the original zoning, I think, and nobody complained. After that, it was sold, and then there were a couple other businesses in there, and I'm not sure when it actually, Janice, are you aware of when it was rezoned? And how did it end up with a...
Well, in 67, it was a hairdresser in her breezeway. She did hair, and that's where I went to.
Yeah, but was it actually rezoned at that point?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it was either.
When did the zoning map come into effect? Our zoning map came into effect. Late
well, there was a zoning map that dated clear back to 55 or 56.
Okay, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, and I don't know whether it's still in existence or not.
And they updated it sometimes,
yeah.
And maybe they just, you know.
But that property also Cody, can you pull up that zoning map that shows the two different colors on it?
Yeah.
I don't know how, if that was a fluke when the digital maps were created by Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission or what, but that area that's to the back of the property is actually a PUD classification, mm-hmm. and the front is zone B3. And it's that's entirely out of what it should actually have been. And I don't know that Cody's so fresh on the job that he's not found all the old, and some of our records from before are not, unfortunately, not that good. For those of you who are not familiar, I was a township trustee for 36 years prior to this, and we worked for several years trying to get more up to date, and gradually we were doing that, and we finally had a full-time zoning inspector, a full-time administrator, and were able to, at that point, develop a filing system for each parcel that has more current information in as how zoning occurred over those properties over the years. But in the historical part, we're relying on my memory, Janice's memory, and some other old residents that can fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
I'm done preaching for that.
Thanks, Chair. Ron, did you have a question that you wanted to ask? I think initially you said you
No, I initially asked some questions. That's all I have, I think, at this time.
Okay. Morning. Okay. Thank you. At this time, we'll offer the floor for anybody who has comments in favor of the proposed rezoning. Okay.
My name is Mike Riley. I live at 5075 U.S. Route 40. I've lived there for about 6 years now, or 7 years. Just a couple things, and I'm not speaking for you, Sam, but I belong to this gym for a little over 2 years now. A couple things I want to bring out. The people that go to the gym, I know everybody's nice people, but there's a decent income level because it's not necessarily cheap to go to CrossFit. They take care of things. Everybody takes care of the gym that we currently go to. We do not want to move. The current gym is fine. We've been there. But the rent, and I want to make sure I'm right, went from about $1,000 to $3,500 because of the current economy. So we're just kind of forced to try to find somewhere to go. I know this has nothing to do with everybody that doesn't want this done. I do want to say I'm empathetic to the neighbors because where I live, there is a 6-acre bright blue, I know it has nothing to do with this, store and lock that was put in across the street from my house. And I wasn't very happy about it. So I am empathetic. I will say, though, since Sam's family has purchased this, and you mentioned, Jerry, that I thought the house and the area of the building was run down before. I thought it was a rundown farmhouse. It looked old. It's been re-sided. The house has, the garage has been re-sided. I think you saw on one side of the building that we're proposing for the gym, it's got some mold or something, and Sam says we're going to power wash that and clean that off. Sam mentioned to me, we were talking, that if the health department wants us to hook to the sewer, he'll be happy to do that, even though it is an expense. Anything that is required, we will follow whatever the county asks. Sprinkler systems were mentioned in the last session. I'm just going to mention that the current building, and I don't know if it has anything to do with it, it's a pole barn, and there is no sprinkler system in our current building. Also, showers were mentioned in locker rooms and bathrooms. The current gym has 2 bathrooms and a shower and a locker room. Everybody shares the locker room, men and women. I've been there 2 years. I've showered once. Generally, there's not a lot of people showering. But if you need to and you want to go somewhere else, you can. So I don't see it being used a lot. What else was I going to say? Yeah, we're not open for classes on Sunday. And I think there might be one person that goes in on Sunday, but just to work out by themselves. It's much nicer following a recognized sewer. I guess that's it. That's all I have to say. I don't have any specific business names, but in the 6 years I've lived in the township, it feels like there's a number of businesses that may not be zoned business in the township that I've seen. And again, I don't know specifics, and I know two wrongs don't make a right, but if you guys allow this to be a CrossFit gym, I guarantee you it's going to even look nicer on the outside than it currently does, and we will do whatever you guys want to accommodate the feelings and what the residents would like to see in that area. I'm done, unless you have questions for me. I'm sorry.
No, I want to address the fact that, and I tried to mention that, my concern is not for what you
no,
want to
I
put
get
in
that.
There.
Yeah, I get that 100%.
My concern is that we don't perpetuate the problems that mm-hmm. we've got with the same problem you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And the storm locks that are right across from you.
What was your address?
5075.
5075.
I'm right next to the cute little old farmhouse that was built by the Wright brothers' aunt in the red barn.
Okay. All right.
So that house sent us picks out to. I'm
yeah.
to the right. I'm the...
I understand exactly where you're at. You understand that those are in Huber.
No, I know. And we won't get into that because that was a totally wrong situation because it was zoned residential as well. So anyway, but yeah, thank you for your time, though.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Allen, if you wouldn't mind, if you could fill in
oh, yeah,
pink sheets, I appreciate it. There's some pens there for you. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else who's in favor? Okay. At this time, we'll hear comments from those who are opposed.
I have a lot of sheets of paper and I don't talk a lot, but it's getting late and I think everything's been brought up just about what I was going to say. Mainly that the property as it sets now, and I'm Janice Royce, 8245 South State Route 202. As the property sets now, as R1 AAA, it's compatible with all zoning surrounding it and compatible with the planning area and use. The property seeks the zoning of B3, highway business, or neighborhood business, excuse me, a use the comprehensive land use plan by word and chart states should not be considered within the land use category. So our land use plan says it should not be considered commercial. So if we're going to use our land use plan and use it right, we've got to follow it. We should follow it. The Miami County Planning Commission heard the request on March 18th and unanimously voted to recommend denial. As the property is currently zoned, it is consistent and compatible with surrounding zoning, consistent with surrounding homes, and consistent with the comprehensive land use plan. Rezoning the property to B3 highway neighborhood business, excuse me, would deem the property inconsistent with surrounding zoning, inconsistent with surrounding use, and inconsistent with the comprehensive land use plan. Neighboring residents have also voiced concern and alarm over the proposed 3-acre parcel centered in a residential agricultural district being rezoned to business. I would like to present a petition from these residents to the Zoning Commission requesting that the ZA, which is the Zoning Amendment 01.25, be recommended to be denied the Bethel Board of Trustees. And it says, we, the undersigned, being current residents of Bethel Township, Miami County, request that the Bethel Township Zoning Commission and the Bethel Township Board of Trustees deny the rezoning of the property at 8415 South State Route 202, Tip City. The property consists of 3 acres of R1 AAA, one-family residential zoning. Proposed zoning is B3 neighborhood business. As residents and property owners, we feel the proposed zoning is not in keeping with surrounding zoning districts and uses and would constitute spot zoning, whereby a small area of land would be allowed a use that is inconsistent with existing zoning and the overall land use plan of the community. Comprehensive land use plan adopted by the township as a guide to future growth and development in the township designates the property in the rural planning area, allowing large lot residential, agricultural, and public use. It specifically shows by word and chart that commercial uses should not be considered within the rural planning area. Therefore, we respectfully request that the Zoning Commission and the Township Trustees adopt the recommendation of the Miami County Planning Commission to deny the zoning amendment. It's signed by, I think, 18 people I have. All eight, well, I think it's 15, are all on 202. The other three are on Ross Road, and they're at the intersection of Ross Road and 202. So I just wanted, I didn't want to go through the community completely. I thought, you know, these are the people that are really going to be affected. These are the people that are mostly interested. Thank you.
Well, she's coming forward. I for the audience's edification and also the board, I was not familiar, had not been approached by this petition, even though I'm a neighbor, and that was more than what should have happened. Because I'm sitting here as a board member for the zoning board and not as a neighbor, and that's my position at this point.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
On March 18th,
sir,
I
could you,
wrote a letter to
could
the
you
board.
Please state your name?
What do you need? You need my name?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And address.
Okay. My name is Phil Moronis. 8365 State Route 202.
I'm Lori Langford, and I'm 8285 State Route 202.
Okay, thank you.
I sit on the other side of him.
Okay.
Excuse me for not recognizing.
That's okay.
I recognize most of you there. I issued a letter on March the 18th. I hope everybody got a copy of it. I think you'll note there's a number of concerns about the expansion of the home next door to us and zoning it into potential business. I recognize the applicant's interest in the business. It's certainly one that probably most of us need. On the other hand, we're concerned about the potential traffic that's going to be coming in and out. And I understand he's opening the doors on Sunday, which I consider that a certain amount of risk. Certainly that's the day that I think we all consider sort of a family day, and we certainly don't like to see a lot of traffic going in and out. And also there's probably a certain amount of risk since it's not going to be controlled. It's going to be open for anyone who wants to come in and work out. The property of the applicant, it's gone through considerable changes. I understand that he is a family owner, but we all remember the old-fashioned barn that used to be there, which certainly added to the community. It was over 100 years old, and however, it was tore down. There was a number of trees that added to the beauty of the property, and they were all removed. So today, living right next door, what we're looking at is a partial torn down fence, a truck, various equipments, and occasionally traffic going in at nighttime. We don't know what it's about, but certainly we can hear that. And as you all know, you can hear traffic as far south as 40, really. So living right next door, we are concerned about the potential traffic that the business would bring in. And we feel that 202 and Bethel Township in general, we like to see it as a residential area. certainly businesses are encouraged, but then look to who is developing itself into more of a residential area. The businesses established down there by McDonald's and that corner will drive potentially owners to go north to build. And I think we want that for a number of reasons. 202 right now, I think, is probably going to be targeted eventually for expansion, because that's the only place you can go today. It's certainly open in many areas. There's a lot of open territories that in time will probably become residential. Having said that, in all considerations for the applicant, we request that the zoning for business be denied.
I'm Lori Langford, so, and I have an interesting perspective because I lived in Centerville, Ohio before I came here and married my husband. And what I love about Bethel Township is something I didn't get in Centerville, Ohio, which is a very small community, small town, land that you can enjoy. And when I moved here and I put a lot of money into a house, I'm already the one that's sitting next to the B3. And I have a house that's value will continue to decrease if you guys let him become a B3. I'm gonna have a B3 on this side, and I'm gonna have a B3 on this side. Moronis' house sits further back than ours. Now ours sits way off the property, so we're already further back than the one, but theirs sits further back. So in I don't mean to disagree with you, but when you say they improved the property, I'm coming from Centerville. I've been here now, I've been with them 17 years. That house that now is there has been there 13 years. And when I moved up here, Levesque Lighting had the historic barn and had trees all the way down that shielded their property. It looks like a park, if you want to look at it that way. They take very good care of their property, and they make sure, even at their age, they are out there doing everything to make that property look wonderful. And I pride myself on, I know both of them loved it when I came here, because I make sure ours looks wonderful. And I take a lot. She's laughing because she liked it too. That ours looks wonderful. We take great care in that. And no offense, but it doesn't look better. They came and tore the historic barn down, tore out all the trees. And now I can see the semi trucks. Personally have watched them, just so you know, go in and out. So if there's no semi-trucks there now, then why, when I was on my way over here, was there one sitting in the back? Okay? So, to say when I'm standing here and I'm hearing them say, this is just going to be this small CrossFit, and it's only going to have a little bit of traffic. And they started with, it was only going to have a little bit of traffic for, because I sat back there and listened. It's only going to have a little bit, you guys weren't here for that, because we were for the conditional, which we didn't know. Well, I'm going to have these classes and these classes. Then because Janice came up with what she had run online and they talked, they came back and rechanged some of that. Now, in my world, that's a lie. You lied in the first place. Now, at the same time, you're saying the people that are living there, which aren't the owners that are living there, the parents, don't drive. But the... So then whose truck is it? Now, he said his truck for three times. Now, I've personally seen a semi-truck go in and out of there more than three times. I've also watched one, because I go out, I have a straight shot view. Because there's an opening between our properties. And when I'm standing out with the dog in the evening, I can see straight across. It's way across the thing, yes. But I can see the semi-trucks pull in there. I've also woken up to it because that's where my bedroom is back on that side. So I'm standing here as a citizen of Bethel Township saying everything you're hearing, well, great for CrossFit. Once you get that and you do B3, I live with it on the other side. I got lucky with the ones that just bought that property a couple years ago. But I have to sit and wonder about that one. Now you want me to sit and wonder about the other one over there and what they're going to do? Because what's to stop them from making it more semis? What's to stop them from putting something else there? Because I also sat here and listened to that when they purchased the property, the loan got originally wasn't approved. The reason it wasn't approved, I sat and listened to what he said, is because the house was not set up to be a house. That's why a bank, an appraiser, would have come back and said, we can't put this on here. I know that for a fact. That this, we can't, it's not meeting all the conditions they are going to need to meet the requirements of that. So they had to change that to do it. So my question is, were they really looking at it for residential? Ask yourself that. I don't think so, because the semis were there right away. And if it was supposed to be residential, why immediately would you be tearing, immediately, not now, would you be immediately tearing everything out and flattening it so you can get lots of vehicles in and out? So we are putting our trust and faith in all of you sitting right here. Because if you approve this, you are starting down the path that this pink is going to be all the way down. Because if you say yes to him, this you can't change because that was, as you were saying all the time ago. But if you say yes to this one, the next one's coming. And the whole line is going to be that. And Bethel Township, I know you guys try to fight Huber, but this is on you. This isn't Huber. This decision that you're making tonight is on you guys. Huber has nothing to do with it. You make that another one, then you're starting the path. And my ask of you is please don't do that, because then my property and my peace and quiet, because that's what it is, and all that time we spend making our properties wonderful are going away. So it's the first time I've ever been to a Bethel Township thing, and hopefully it's the last. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I
forgot your dad. Your grandpa. Sorry. But he's still reading.
We have lived in our property since 1992, and at the time it was nothing but weeds. My wife and I personally worked day and night almost to clear the land, develop the land as it looks today. We title it Golden Acres because, to tell you the truth, my wife's name is Goldie. And our intent is just to maintain some quality of standard that we would hope would continue throughout Bethel Township, because Bethel Township obviously is growing and has an excellent school system. And we appreciate, of course, the action by the board in hearing our case. And again, I apologize for our applicant, but I think the decision needs to really favor the homeowners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you get by?
Yeah. There we go.
I'm scared of this.
Actually, I'm soft.
She got me a little fired up, so I'll try to make this brief.
Ma'am, could you state your name?
And Jerry knows.
Ma'am, could you please state
Connie
your name?
Connie Elam, 4510 Ross Road, which I'm at the very corner of Ross and 202. And my dad built the house. I've been there my entire life. Seen probably every change that has, probably the oldest person around there, maybe Judy.
No, I'm a little older than you, not much.
Who is my sister-in-law, and we all live real close together. But some things that I have issues with, and I don't like speaking, but I'll do it. As Jerry has spoke, things have happened in the township Because when we, if you understood the dynamic of the township in the very beginning, it was very cordial, like-minded people, sort of almost like a closed community in a way. And so we trusted everybody, and I'm not saying I don't trust you, and I apologize if I say anything to offend you, but it has to be said. I remember a few meetings I was at, and things were way back when. decisions were made based on conversations, okay, which worked at the time. But one thing I'm really uncomfortable about is that you're going to make a decision based on what he says, okay? And I've worked in many jobs, and one of the things that's always enforced, and I would surely think all of you that are on these committees or have worked in this township, if it's not documented, it really means nothing. So when he says, we're not going to have many people, our class size are small or whatever, fine and dandy, but he could walk out of here tomorrow after you decide this and not honor that at all. And who's going to monitor that? And if he sells next week, that opens another whole can of worms. So I think that he should be required to produce on paper a more clear-cut plan, which I realize it's too late now, but in the future, I think it should be, if you're going to build a house, if I was going to build a house on a property, what would you expect from me?
Site plans.
What would you expect? I'd like to hear somebody verify that. You'd want a plan. You'd want to know where the sewer is. You'd want to know where the water is. You'd ask all kinds of questions before you'd legally give me the right to do that. And we all are still bound by that. He's saying, well, you know, whatever. And I don't buy into that at all. And that does really fire me up because I, as she said, I think you're opening up a can of worms that we are going to have to live with. And that is not going to make me happy. Or any of us, I don't believe.
That's why we're all here.
If you all agree.
That's why we're all here.
If you've been in that area, we all take very good care of our properties, and we always have. And we've accepted things that have happened because they've been within the boundaries of what should have been. But basically, I think this is wrong in every way that you could possibly imagine, and as she said, I would surely hope that your consciences will speak to the fact that you owe an obligation to all of these people that are sitting here that have supported this community and paid taxes. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments against?
Am I allowed to speak again? I'll make it brief.
We have somebody behind.
Hi, I'm Trina Patton. I live at 8260, State Route 202. I'm directly across from the Alpaca store. And I agree with everything that has been said, mostly. I am in sympathy for your dilemma. Needing to find a new place. I just don't think that this would be a good fit for many of the previous reasons being, you know, business and rural. What could happen if it is business? What could go in? But just taking into account, for example, he said maybe having four classes on a day, one in the morning. What we heard in the last time was three in a row, like each hour through the evening. And even if it's only 10 people in a class, that's a lot of traffic going in and out of that property. We all know it's a 55 mile per hour road. It's two lanes. There's no shoulder. There are steep banks on either side. I think we're asking for accidents there because of the people moving up and down the road. it's also rural. There's a deer run just north of there that goes right across the highway, so they often get hit. People might not be aware of that, going from Golden Acres and across the street. So I just think that those kinds of things need to be taken into consideration for a business, because if there's even more traffic than that, we're just asking for trouble. And it's not made for that. If we end up with a whole row of businesses up and down there, you're talking about expanding the road and all kinds of things, not to mention how much water would be needed. So I just submit that we deny this V30. Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind filling out one of the pink sheets for me, please, I'd appreciate it.
Sir, did you want to say something?
Yeah, just real briefly. Am I allowed to ask you, did Sam abide by all the requests and what was required to file this request?
He did.
Okay. Also, I've lived here for 6 years, and as I stated before, in Bethel Township, and I've enjoyed it. I used to live in Huber Heights. I like living kind of in the country, across from thousands of homes, but I like where I live. I'm a professional business person and have been for my entire life. And I would hope that the board in future meetings would instruct the people that are saying things not to make this personal. I did not lie to you, the board. Sam did not lie to you, the board. This gym is going from a 5,000 square foot gym, as you mentioned, to a 3,500 square foot gym. There has to be changes to the gym to accommodate the space. And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Nathan Patton. I'm Trina Patton's son. My address is in Dayton now, but I've lived there for a long time, so she asked me to testify.
Mm-hmm.
So 8260 South Sabre 202. I'd hope to move back at some point in the future, take over. Anyway, just want to second everything she said. It's a fast road. When I started driving, at 8260. It's hard to turn on and off, and it still is to this day. It's just a fast road. If someone's coming at you, there could be problems. Obviously, no shoulder, etc. And then also, it sounds like this model they would have. Scheduled classes, which means that people would all be coming in at about the same time and then leaving at about the same time. So even if it's 5 to 10 cars, they're all happening at that same moment, right? Not exactly, right? But you would have a good deal of extra traffic all at once, which could be a problem. And as said previously, it seems like it has room to grow to 20. Car spaces, and so that could be a serious problem with the state of the road there. So, also one of those.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Okay.
Yeah, Brian Lee, 8095 South State Route 202, and it's kind of was touched on before, but what I would like to say is that having worked in building remediation, that these kinds of things tend to require more utilities that are available on site. So perhaps not this business, but if it's rezoned some business in the future, we'll need to be hooked into water and sewer and all kinds of things. This would obviously necessitate probably coming from Huber Heights. I don't know where else it would come from. And so what I'm afraid of is, like I said, in the future, that the city limit would expand, because it's typically across the nation how cities expand. And that would mean lower property values for all of us and higher property taxes. And I don't think anybody sitting here wants that. And I agree with what everybody else said, and I won't take up any more of your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Okay. At this time, I'll close the public discussion. We will now continue the discuss among the members of the Zoning Commission regarding the request. Who wants to start?
I respect everybody's coming out and making their views known. I think personally, I feel in the end, it doesn't meet conditional use, the terms for conditional use.
We're hearing the rezoning.
Yeah, but even like for the rezoning, it doesn't meet, it will not meet it.
Well, it doesn't meet the requirements for conditional use. It would have to be rezoned, which is what I said in my opening statement.
Yeah.
And I want to reiterate, it has nothing against what you're proposing for that. We're concerned, at least I am, and I think my board members or boards are also concerned with what happens with that property in the future, not with what would happen now. And I understand the public's interest is always what the proposal going in. We have to look, and I like to say at every meeting, and a lot of you have probably heard this before, and I apologize. Everybody has the idea of the complexion of the community when they move into it, and what they expect, and what they have experienced in their lifetime of being a resident of a community. And I can't never put out of my mind what Roland Lynch said about my parents when they built the first custom home that was built in Winter Hill on Newbury. That we were the ruination of the farming community that Bethel Township was. And that's really, a lot of it is truth. A lot of it is because of economics that have changed over the decades. But we are trying in the future, and what I've preached for 45 years now probably, that we need to control our own destiny as a township. For years, we had 5-acre plots that were perpetuated within the township. A lot of that changed to 10-acre plots. And it was all the common perception of the public was that it was a requirement of zoning. It was never a requirement of zoning that a 5-acre lot was the minimum that you could build. But the realtors and the people that wanted to subdivide their properties when they no longer wanted to farm, and they didn't have kids that wanted to farm, wanted to sell off, it was more economically feasible to develop in the 5 acres, and the fact that the state, the way the regulations were written, there was no justification. If you build on 5 acres, they assumed that there was plenty of room for septic and well, no matter what. And that was the premise of why the 5 acres developed. You know, we are trying to abide by a land use plan now that was put into effect. And again, it has nothing to do with the applicants here. And back to my comment originally about how they've improved the property. After Levesque died and the property was sold, it was going down some. After Levesque wasn't there and living at the property, they still kept the house and everything up great. But after he wasn't there, it was deteriorating some. And that was my original comment about the current property owners have improved in the fact that they reestablished it as a residence. It wasn't, you know, they had torn out most of the facilities for a residence. And after Levesque moved to Eggenbroad, it was basically just office space in that house. So they did make an improvement, and I appreciate that. I never understood taking down the old barn. I didn't really appreciate that. Some of the fact that some of the trees were removed, there were a couple of the old, big old trees that were out front that were dying, and they should have been removed. I'm not sure of the north property line there, if some trees were removed that made it more objectionable as far as the view from certain property owners. But I, again, it's nothing against your property, your brother's property, my view of what should be done on this property. And that's, I just wanted to reiterate that.
Okay, thank you, Jer. Anybody else?
I'd just like to say thanks to all the everybody here that's let their voices be heard. I thought there were a lot of actually good points. Sometimes you'll get just emotional ones, but I thought that the reference to the land use plan was key. I like to have that as our roadmap for making decisions, especially when it comes to zoning decisions. And so I think that's an important point that was made. There was also the point too made, Jerry even expressed it early, was that once you change the zoning to B3, you can't control necessarily the decisions that would take place either by the current owner or future owners. And I think some of the others also had expressed that it sets a precedence for future land decisions as well. And those are, I think, good points to consider. As far as what was expressed by Sam, I think it is probably a pretty moderate kind of a use, but yes, you do still have to think about the decision of a zoning change and what that will have as far as long-term implications. And so I thought they were very good points.
I echo everything that these three have said so far. This is my 17th year on the zoning board. As a zoning board, we have met and reworked the zoning codes many times just to make sure that our industrial and our business zoning sat on the most southern end of the township, because that's where it was the most feasible and attractive. And that was Gibson and Lisa Drive, everything up and down 202, everything up and down 201, and then Fountain and Brandt. That's where your business areas should be. Everything else is rural. And we had the zoning, or the land use plan as rural settlement, and everything sort of evolved around that. But we are an agricultural-based community, and so we wanted that border area, bordering Huber Heights, to carry that industrial and business zoning. So, in my mind, to put it, we don't like spot zoning, and it changes the tone of the township. So, it is a very viable business. CrossFit Heights has been down there. I have a friend that goes there religiously as well. But it's, to spot zone like that is just, it's an irresponsible and judicious thing to do to neighboring agricultural and residentially zoned properties.
Okay, thank you, Lorna. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have much more to add to what the rest of the Zoning Commission has mentioned. I do have a question, sir, regarding the building itself behind the residence. What's the square footage of that building?
3,500
square feet. Okay. Yeah, so the only thing I will add is the zoning resolution itself, the Zoning Commission is responsible for going over the zoning resolution and recommending changes to the resolution, and we do that occasionally. And so we, a lot of times we ask for input from the public, and more often than not, we really don't get a whole lot of response. What I will say about that is most of the time we don't get responses until something like this happens, right? And a lot of the emotion in the room this evening, I would like to say that I understand the emotion. However, understanding what is in the resolution also will sometimes help, you know, maybe tamper some of that. The applicant this evening had to go before the BZA before this meeting and ask for a conditional use should this be approved by the Board of Trustees. And that conditional use is to have a single dwelling home on that property if it were to be rezoned B3. The reason they had to ask for that is because that is not a principally permitted use under B3, right? And so there are also non-residential uses and public and semi-public uses that are permitted uses under B3, right? And so I understand the concern, but some of these non-residential uses are things, what do we got? Loan offices, agricultural uses, childcare. You know, what they aren't are greenhouses, motels, hotels. Now, those are conditional permitted uses, but they'd whoever would own that property would obviously have to come back to the BZA and ask for a conditional use. I only say that to mean, a lot of times there are the emotions involved in it, but I do appreciate everybody's comments. I encourage everybody to, when we are looking at the zoning resolution, please come out and offer your input to that, because that's a huge help to us, because we do want to make the community, Bethel Township, what the residents want it to be, right? It's not what the five individuals up here tonight think the entire township needs to be. So thank you, everybody, for coming out. With that said, is there a motion on the request this evening?
Before we get to that, I want to reiterate what Josh was talking about. Janice, in the previous meeting, talked about the land use plan and the fact that there was another land use plan that was in process. That never was finalized, and I encourage all of you that are residents to be involved when the trustees bring that back. And hopefully we will update, because the land use plan needs some tweaking in it, from my opinion, and was in the process of doing that. But the public participation that was involved with that initial, we didn't have, like Josh said, the only time we get public input is when there's a lot of emotion from the neighbors in the proximity to the property that's being rezoned. And we don't get the input when we're trying to do the general overall picture. So I encourage all of you to keep in touch with what may be coming down the road with an additional change in the land use plan.
Thank you. Okay. Is there a motion on this application?
On case ZA-0125.
Okay.
Move that we vote on the case ZA-0125.
So I will need either a motion to approve or to recommend denial. That way I know which way the votes are going.
And this presents and I'm not sure of the actual, but we've always gone under the premise that I'm aware of, that you make a positive motion.
To approve, correct.
So in this case, I'm not sure whether we make a motion to deny on the premise of the county planning board's accepting their denial, or whether we make a motion to approve and then vote against it if we are against it. So I'm asking what the board thinks we ought to do on that.
I think, given the past history of the past few years, we would make that motion to approve this case number, and then you vote as either approve or denial. Yeah, your name.
I will make a motion that we approve the application under those with that understanding.
Is there a second to approve the motion?
I'll second.
All right, thank you. I will call the roll. On the motion to approve ZA-0125, Mr. Wilkerson?
No.
Mr. Corbett?
No.
Mr. Hurt?
No.
Ms. Furter?
No.
Ms. Swain?
No.
Thank you. The board has voted unanimously to recommend denial to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees. I do want to make one clarifying comment before we move forward with the agenda for the evening. This case will, there is a Board of Trustees meeting coming up on Tuesday, April 1st. This case will not be heard at that meeting. And the reason for that is because under Ohio law, there has to be at least a 10-day period between when the Zoning Commission hears the case and when the Board of Trustees hear the case. So the law is more than 10 days, less than 30. So it will be in the month of April, and that will be advertised on Bethel Township's Facebook page, on their Instagram, and on our website. So make sure you check out those pages because that will be announced well in advance. That way everybody has advance notice and is able to attend the Board of Trustees, who will hold the hearing to have the final vote to approve or deny the rezoning request. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the chair and we can
talk about it. Cody, I have one question on that.
Yes, sir.
If the meeting will not be held, when will the trustees meet? Because there's a stipulation, too, in the Ohio Revised Code, unless it's changed, that it had to be held within so many days after our hearing.
Less than 30.
Oh,
Yeah. Okay. So it has to be more than 10 days, but less than 30 days. So it will be in April.
It will fall within that.
Correct.
That was my only question.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Thank you.
Okay, at this time, we're going to go over some October meeting minutes. You're free to stay. If you don't want to, I'll give everybody a couple seconds to get up and kind of get out the door before we get on to the October meeting minutes.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. Appreciate it. And Sam, I'll be in contact with you as well. I'm going to let you know what the next process is.
We're a little confused. If you guys voted no for the rezoning, how come the Board of Trustees vote also? Or do they vote for the zoning?
So
we are a recommending board only.
Yes.
We're not a governing board.
Oh,
so
okay. So either way, it would have gone to the Board of Trustees? I got you. Well, thank you all very much. I don't do this a lot, so hopefully I followed your rules.
This is an opportunity for us to hear what's going on, make a recommendation, and then the trustees to kind of...
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. What'd you say?
And I'll make sure I advise you on everything. Keep in the loop.
The zoning is intact, and it will be through. I don't have any problems.
Do a good job. Appreciate your time. And encourage you.
That's all it is.
You ready? Okay. At this point, do we have a motion to approve the minutes as written?
I will move to approve the October meeting minutes as written.
That's okay.
Have we got the minutes?
Yes.
We just motioned to approve.
Okay, I haven't seen
it. Do you want to look at them real quick, Jerry?
Should be a copy on your spot as well.
Yeah, there's a copy in your spot. Right there. Or right here, this one.
I'm sorry.
No.
I brought my copies that I downloaded, and I didn't look at the other stuff.
It. Not a problem.
Somebody need a jacket? Yes, that young man did.
Oh, I think that's Jerry's jacket, actually.
Is that your jacket, Jared?
Yeah.
Not the young man.
Oh,
it's the young man. I thought it was the...
Janice.
Yeah, if you could see it, if it was up a little higher, you'd see it's still got the
Bethel logo. Yep.
Logo on it. From when I was a trustee.
I thought it was the Patton boy.
Something misspelled?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
move for approval.
Okay. Good. Let's call the roll.
Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Furter?
Yes.
Ms. Swank?
Yes.
All right. Minutes are approved from October.
Sorry about that. I had to read them, make sure.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. Motion to adjourn?
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will move to adjourn.
Okay. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 8:52.
Nice job, Cody.
All right. Thank you all.